Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
What's good? What's happening? This is the GamerZone Show with the long-awaited, and I'm with Nick again. So yeah, I'm good, man. I'm happy that we recording again together. So
it's been a while, yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a while, man. Like I remember that. Like we had a lot of debates on the other shows and your controversial stuff that you liked the game, I didn't like, and then I'm hoping on this topic that we're gonna have something that we agree on and say, look, man, these remakes that we see a lot of times, even though we haven't played them, some of them we just look at them in the store and you're like, dude, would I really buy this game? Like, is it worth it? You look at the reviews on YouTube and you're like, GTA Remake was a flop. That's one of the games that we're actually going to talk about. Like, for me, I say it was unnecessary because the way they started it out was we already had Vice City, San Andreas, and GTA 3 on the PlayStation Store and on Xbox. Mm-hmm. PC, you could get it as well. And it was just like the old graphics. Fair enough, it was bad. It was okay for what it looked like. And then they made it even worse by moving it out of the store. And then they put in their own, which looked so cartoony. I remember watching a video where it's raining in the game and you can't see the whole screen. And I'm like, geez, man, this GTA remake is a flop. Like,
oh, I think I've seen that. Was that San Andreas remake?
Yep.
And they showed you the rain.
Mm-hmm.
I actually remember seeing that. Yeah.
Can you imagine, man? Like, you bought this game, let's say, for about $1,000. That's on our side in South Africa.
Was it a game?
Yeah. It's like going for $1,000. And then you're getting this playthrough, and you're like, come on, man, I bought this game, but I can't even see the screen. You can't really experience much. They also promised us that it's going to have the similar shooting mechanics and the weapon wheel as GTA 5. Because GTA 5 had the best. It did. It was good. Which they didn't deliver that, man. Like, the auto aim was, it's not really like they promised. And I feel like they should have focused more of their attention on another game, GTA 6. That would have been better. I mean, that's a waste of resources and money. So, out of all of those, let's say, which GTA was the best for you?
Like,
San Andreas, Vice City,
PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Oh, including Xbox, GTA as well.
Xbox as well, yeah.
That's
a better one for you. For me, it's San Andreas. I mean, that's obvious, but yeah, San Andreas for me, that was good.
Okay, I would say my favorite, favorite GTA to play, or that I played was, I definitely liked the episodes of 4, which had the Ballad of Gay Tony and the Lost MC, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was two games in one that you could play. Yeah.
So you enjoyed those, but weren't they short, though? Or, like, were they, like, full actual game length, like, in terms of the playthrough?
It's been a while, but I believe it had a fair amount.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how many hours of content, but pretty similar to what 4 had, like Niko Bellic, where it had because what's cool is you actually get to meet some of the characters from 4. So if you play the Battle of Gay Tony, you meet Niko Bellic.
They actually talk to each other?
Yeah, you meet up with him.
Okay.
So
that's interesting, yeah.
You actually meet some of the characters from 4.
Oh, wait. Tell me, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't it the first part where, I think I played Ballad of Gay Tony, where it's the first hour where you're crossing the street, Niko Bellic is on the other side, and the other guy from the Lost DMC, he's also walking by with his gang, and you're just walking past, but you don't see each other. It's like we just random people in the streets. I think that was the first hour of the game when they introduced you to it. And I enjoyed it.
Remember, you're in a bank, weren't you? You're in a bank and you're on the floor.
Mm-hmm. But after that part.
Oh, when you walk out.
When you walk out of there, like you're walking
you pass,
past the street.
Yeah
it's like
so.
A cutscene where you're like, oh, wait, I know these guys. And if you haven't played GTA 4, then it's like, yeah, you wouldn't know. But the only problem I had was the driving. Dude, the driving mechanics sucked, man. Like,
I think it was okay for its time.
For its time, yeah. But, like, it was so annoying because, like, you get these missions where you have to race someone or you're trying to catch up to someone and you can't drive properly. And it's like, come on, it's frustrating, man. Like, I just got tired of those.
You know what did actually annoy me was the motion blur.
Oh,
so you are speeding down the road, you can't even see cars anymore. It's like just blur passing your screen, and you're like, what?
Yeah, it's like they're trying to make it so realistic that like it doesn't really happen like that in real life. I mean, so, I've never speeded that much. I don't want to have a traffic fine or anything, but I've never seen that happen before. But I mean, they tried their best. The funny part was with the cheat codes. Remember in San Andreas, you just tap the buttons. Now GTA 4 and the other ones,
it's on your phone.
Whip out a phone, yeah, and then you dial the code, and you're like, whoa, that's interesting, man.
Yeah. The first cheat I tried out was the explosive punches.
Oh, so whenever you punch someone, they just explode.
Well, they don't explode.
Yeah.
It's your punches are explosive. So when you hit a car, it like just, it's like another car just T-boned it.
Oh,
it's like you hit, it doesn't explode, it just goes,
yeah,
and then like dents in, and then for people, and obviously when you punch them, they just, but then a lot more realistic than PlayStation 2. The ragdoll effect that they have on Xbox is really good. So when you punch someone, they're like, and then ragdoll, and then, but not like glitch ragdoll, just like, the physics were done pretty well, and then they like fall on the ground.
Okay.
Most cases, they obviously die, but...
Yeah, of course, man. I mean, no one...
But the explosive punches weren't like grenades.
Mm.
Yeah, they didn't...
Okay. So you felt like One Punch Man, just without the whole sudden gore and all that.
Yeah.
That's cool, that's cool.
That's
cool,
as close, man, as you could get to your One Punch
in the game. Yeah, no, that's chill, man. And the other one, I would say the bad remake. It's not bad. I just feel like it's annoying that, like, they keep making it, like, and you're like, dude, like, just cut it out. Bethesda. It's the Elder Scrolls Skyrim. I know that people love this game. You also said you enjoyed it. You told me about the mods and that they look good and all that. I just feel like, look, they're milking out so many games to the point where you're like, man, I've seen this already.
I just need to mention something. I didn't finish Elder Scrolls Skyrim 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think I stopped pretty early, actually. It was nice, but the problem is I was just... I don't know, man. I just, the thing is, I came from playing an MMORPG, an open world.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't enjoying the single player, to be honest. So many people would disagree with me, and a lot of people have, which is cool. But the thing is, I guess I was just stuck on the fact that, because... The thing is, you'd get really cool armor and all sorts, like weapons and whatever, and then you don't have friends to show off with. Like,
oh,
dude, check what
I've
got, man.
Take a picture and show them.
Like, you know, and coming from an MMORPG, like Guild Wars 2 is what I was playing, you know, it was an open world MMORPG, and then you could, like, look, like, cool, you know, in this world with your specific armor and other people, like, compliment you on you know, your armor and stuff like that. And because you'd have to grind.
Exactly,
you'd grind and do dungeon and whatnot. So, but, my point is maybe it's not a good enough reason to stop playing, but I don't enjoy it because I was playing alone. It looked so good.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be I wanted that really good graphics that they had to be shared with like friends, like multiplayer, which is what I wanted. But so many people would obviously disagree because so many people enjoy their single player RPG games.
Yeah, without someone interrupting them online. Wait,
so
if they made the remake with the multiplayer option, would you get back into it? So are you saying that the developers should now take this into consideration? You've made a single player game, and then now you're going to reboot it or remake it onto another console. Should they at least add network features that we can at least play together? Or two-player co-op, like,
you know what the
something
problem
like
is?
That.
Problem is, I feel like that ship has already sailed for me.
Oh, jeez, okay. So you wouldn't even give Skyrim a chance, like, you just...
Maybe, just... The thing is, I probably played just to see what the multiplayer feature looks like. Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm. now that's obviously a mod. It was now modded with multiplayer, which I looked at pretty recent.
Okay.
I would probably try it out just to see what that looks like. But the thing is, it's Skyrim in general for me. I feel like that ship has already sailed.
Jeez, so you're over it.
It's been years. It's been years, man.
It's like going back to an ex now. You're like, hey, I missed you. And, wow. Oh, you look so old now. Yeah, you're different. I want to try it out with you again. I mean, it's like, what is it? I remember a friend of mine is like, going back to your ex is like warming up your McDonald's. Like, it's not going to taste the same. You remember that there's lettuce and then there's tomatoes and all that. So it's like, it's not going to taste the same way. But I guess Skyrim is that for you. For me, the last one, okay, let's put this one on. I don't think you've played it, but it's Resident Evil 3 Remake. I enjoyed Resident Evil 2, man. It was good. It was, like, amazing. Now, Resident Evil 3...
But wasn't 2... Sorry, I just want to make sure I remember. I do remember playing some of the older Resident Evils.
Yeah.
Was that... Were those the ones where it was, like, top-down view? Like, top-down and then...
Yeah.
And then the running mechanic even looked weird. Like
it looked weird, yeah. You had the strafe thing where you turn around first and then you walk the other direction.
Yes. So, okay, so those were the older Resident Evil. Now, Resident Evil 3, was it the same?
It's different now. It's much better on the PS4. But back then, yes, it did have
that. Oh, I just wanted to
it's
make sure.
It's the one with the nemesis. Remember that guy who can, like, with half of his face burnt?
Mm-mm.
And then he's like a weird monster now where he can grapple onto you, and even if you're far away, you can just like stretch his hands and grab you.
Yeah,
man, it was cool. I mean, he's chasing you around, which is fine, but I just didn't feel like the story was good enough, man. Like, they rushed it. Apparently, looking back at how it was back then, it was such a lengthy game on PS1 and PS2 days.
Oh,
like,
I see.
It's good. Now, on PS4, it's like, just get straight to the point. Nemesis is the villain. You fight him like 3-4 times, hit him with this massive gun, he's dead. And then you're like, come on, guys. Like, even the ending was disappointing, man. Like, predictable stuff. Like, I want to have a plot twist where, like, when I play a game, I'm like, oh, man, isn't that decision I could have made better? Can't I, like, change this? Like, you know, something that makes me feel so bad. Like, oh, man, I feel like I did the worst thing. Like, even if the good guy dies, I know a lot of people won't agree with that, but you have a game where the good guy dies. You'd be shocked, like, ooh. But now the good guy always wins. You're like, it's the same thing with every Resident Evil. Yeah. The good guy always wins. And, yeah, 3 Remake, it was short, man. Like, really short. You get to play as the two characters, of course. Jill Valentine, and she was cool. You get the dodge mechanic where, like, if an enemy tries to attack you, now it's fun that you can dodge. So you press circle, and then you can, if you're on the PlayStation, you can dodge them, which is nice. That is actually, like, quite fun, because the other games, you could not dodge.
Oh, there wasn't a
you
dodge.
Need to carry a knife. Yeah, which annoyed me in Resident Evil 2 Remake, where the knife is what you used to block. If you don't have a knife, then the zombie would take a chunk out of your health and bite you. And then it's like, okay, fine. Oh, you have a flash grenade where you throw it into their mouth and then they just let you go. But with 3, at least, you could do that. But I just feel like, man, these remakes are necessary.
Even though I haven't played it, it does sound pretty bad.
Yeah. I know some friend of mine, her cousin, like, she enjoyed it. And I was like, okay, if you liked it more than Resident Evil 2, good for you, but for me, it was like the story, man. I know you played for the zombies, you just want to kill zombies, that's it. But for me, it's like the story, man. Like, I need to enjoy this. And it's not that I'm being biased, because I love Leon in the Resident Evil series, but because Leon was so good in Resident Evil 2 and in 4. And did you see, they're making the remake of Resident Evil 4. So I'm like, I'm excited, man. I'm happy. Like, having to play as Leon again, just that it's going to be different. I'm like, thumbs up, man. That's worth it for me, so... Yeah, I think that's all the remakes we can say that were bad, man, so far. And yeah, I think they
the thing is, I just wanted to mention, I think a really good zombie game would be one that doesn't have this linear story.
Okay.
If that makes sense, like where you still have the option to explore outside of like the world, because you know sometimes, like you just mentioned. With was it 3 where you fight the villain Nemesis? It's like they set everything up for you,
yes,
and it's linear. There is no branching out into different things or mm-hmm. having different options.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to a zombie game, you want that type of freedom, because then you feel like you're trapped, you know, in this like linear story, and there's like no way out type of.
Yeah.
This is like just for myself personally thinking about it. You want that type of freedom, mm-hmm. you know, that type of freedom.
Or just don't give it away in the beginning, you know? That this is the villain.
And that's exactly why Dying Light is at the top for me.
Okay.
Because of that sort of freedom that you get to run away, to, you know, escape, to get away, and you're in an open city that you can explore.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes a good zombie game for me, whether it's a survival or whether it's a story based
decision making.
That's definitely that's what would help or assist my decision on playing a zombie game. That sort of freedom that you get outside of that.
Okay, that's interesting. Actually, that's our next topic now then. So yeah, we're gonna do that, but let's close this one off. So remakes, these ones sucked. I didn't like GTA, so yeah, the remake, but the original, that was good. Resident Evil, I hated it, man. I'm a Resident Evil fan, but this one disappointed me. So yeah, we're just gonna close this off. Let us know in our socials what you think, which remake was good, what you suggest as well. Maybe we need to be more open-minded and go back to these games and play them. But hey, just let us know. And stay blessed. Keep on gaming.
It's that simple. Become part of the family today. Because radio has never been better with Active FM.
This is Radio On Demand. What you want, when you want it.
It's Active FM. Active FM.
Radio has never been better, baby. This is Active FM. Go to www.activefm.co.za for more.
For more.